This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Natural Resources Defense Council, or NRDC, a major U.S. green group, has influenced the Biden administration in policymaking. It has now been exposed to have deep ties to the communist Chinese government. The NRDC, a nonprofit organization based in New York City, has worked extensively with China since the mid-1990s. A 17-year-old is under arrest in the United Kingdom for this month's massive data breach at Rockstar Games. Roughly 90 videos of the unreleased Grand Theft Auto 6 is one of the biggest leaks in video game history. Hurricane Ian is projected to hit the west coast of Florida by midweek. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday.
On the National Hurricane Center to go enter Florida about Taylor County. And it's important to know what that means. That really is an estimate of a variety of different models. There are some models that want to tug this thing more deep into the Florida panhandle. There are also some that want to bring it for landfall in the Tampa Bay region.
In Western Asia, Lebanon's banks will reopen Monday, following 5 days of closures following a wave of holdups in the country by depositors seeking access to their frozen savings. The holdups reflect savers' desperation 3 years after Lebanon's financial system collapsed due to decades of state corruption, waste, and unsustainable financial policies. A coalition of three right-wing parties is on course for majorities in both houses of the Italian parliament, initial results from Sunday's general election show. This will be Italy's most conservative government since World War II, and the first time a woman will be in charge in Italy. Thanks for listening on this Monday morning as we get things rolling. We are USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If Russia successfully takes 15% of Ukraine, it would spell the end of diplomatic negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. President Zelensky on CBS News Sunday night.
Those people who don't come to referendum, you know, Russians can turn off their electricity and won't give them an opportunity to live a normal human life. They force people. They throw them in prisons. They force them to come to these
NASA's DART spacecraft and observed by an Italian space agency spacecraft will impact an asteroid head-on at 14,000 miles an hour Monday evening Eastern Time. It's a test to see if we can change orbits of threats to the world. President Trump continues to be forced into legal battles.
Former President Trump faces a number of investigations, including a sweeping fraud lawsuit in New York State against Trump, his company, and his kids, alleging they routinely overvalued their assets. Attorney General Letitia James is citing more than 200 false and misleading valuations. A prediction from ABC News Chief Legal Affairs Analyst Dan Abrams.
I would expect that that case is going to settle for much less than what she's asking for.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Former Attorney General of the United States Bill Barr has seen the lawsuit and called the New York Attorney General's lawsuit a political attack against President Trump. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in to be part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We got enough problems here to deal with, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Remember, even above unity, truth trumps all, because that's where we're truly free, is when we are pursuing the truth and where we've attained mostly the truth. And it's mostly difficult these days, agreeably, when you consider the narrative, the faux narratives that are being thrown about, as we were talking about with Craig Huey. The deflection by the Democrats and what, the mainstream media would want us to believe. Now, this is something that I know Phil Hotzenpiller, we've been talking about this for a while. I want to bring Phil on. Phil is the founder and president of American Faith. He's also the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Good morning, Phil. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you today as well. You know,
hey, a lot going on here. But real quick, just from the headlines of American Faith, and you and I have addressed this, and that is, Epic Times is reporting that many vax youth who suffered heart inflammation had abnormal MRI results months later. And this isn't you and me saying this. This is the CDC, according to their own study, right?
Oh, exactly. And you know what happens here that we have to keep in mind is. Control the narrative is the MO for this leftist agenda, and that was let's control the narrative on the vaccine. We know it's not tested. We know it probably won't work, but we're going to tell everybody it's the only solution, and we're going to put you in a corner. And now it's control the narrative again and go, yeah, well, it doesn't work, but, you know, you probably, if you got it, it was less severe. I mean, if you think about the crazy narratives that are spun, mm-hmm. I mean, it's endless. I mean, I don't even know yes. if it's ever going to stop. You know, it just keeps coming and coming at us.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, from what we know of Donald Trump, I can guarantee you this. If he was still president, we'd have had variations of that initial vaccine. And all these things would have been taken into account a lot sooner. Joe Biden doesn't have the capacity. And that's not saying all that bad about, because not all of us are wired to understand that kind of vision and strategy. And Joe Biden has never in his entire life had a forward thought. It's always been reactive. I mean, even when it comes to writing his own speeches or whatever. I mean, how many times has he been caught plagiarizing? You know, he steals ideas from people and claims them as his own. He doesn't know how to have an original thought. And that's just, he's not wired that way. Where Donald Trump is, and I would say that if Donald Trump was president right now, Phil, we'd have, you know, if we were still utilizing the vaccine, there have been continued research and adjustments made to that original vaccine. All we're getting is boosters. We're not getting anything that says, look, at this is what we've learned in 2.5 years. Am I missing something, or would you agree that this has some validity the way I'm observing this?
No, I think you're right on. I think there's one element, however, we can't dismiss, whether it's Donald Trump or Biden, and that's Fauci. Remember that, you know, Donald Trump, great visionary, great motivator, leader for our nation, but he also had, he basically had a Judas in the system, and that was Fauci. So he's got to, you know, if I'm Donald Trump, I got to listen to who I have, the smartest, the brightest guy in the room, and Fauci was pushing this narrative all along, and little by little, more and more it's exposed to Fauci. But I think the problem, and I think we all said it very early, is why is Fauci still here? Can't somebody fire this guy? Can't somebody get a different voice in there? I seem to remember there was the Surgeon General of the United States that appeared early, and then he disappeared like faster than lightning. Whatever happened to that guy? I mean, he seemed to have a good head on his shoulders. He seemed to be pretty smart. He made like 2 press conferences, and then he's gone. Mm-hmm. Where'd he go? And I think the answer is that this, you know, National Institute of Health and World Health Organization, they are controlling this narrative, and it probably always comes back to who's getting their pockets lined with cash.
Exactly. Well, and I think Donald Trump had an idea, but I don't think he realized how deep the deep state is. And I think that, you know, when you have, like, for example, 51 intelligence people, okay, within the bureaucracy, within our government, 51 of them, these are top-notch people, generals, you know, intelligent types that have been doing this for years. They're, you know, life, you know, career-oriented intelligence people. They should know their business, right? And when you have them circling their wagons around Hunter Biden's laptop, and Joe, and to his credit, I think Donald Trump had an idea not to trust the national security team, and I should say the apparatus of the national security, because not only his team, but the deep state involved with this as well. Because if you remember in the meeting with Putin, Donald Trump came away and said, look, I looked him in his eyes and I believe what he told me. And the media went apoplectic. What do you mean you're going to believe him? Your security people are saying otherwise. Trump already knew these guys were compromised and they were untrustworthy. And of course it really came out after the Hunter Biden story when all 51 of them, you know, chimed in and said, oh, it's Russian disinformation. And not one word since then did they come back and go, hey, bad intel, some kind of excuse, nothing. They just all stayed quiet, and the mainstream media's kind of let it go, and except for some of us who remember, you know, what they said, you know, we're holding them to account, but they need to be held to such a degree of account that they cannot reproduce these kind of lies again. But they, you know, the way the bureaucracy works, they live another day. I mean, you cut one head off, and they have this uncanny ability to grow another head.
Yeah, and I think we've learned some great lessons. I don't know if we can fix any of them, but I tell you what, here's some lessons that I think I've learned over the last couple of years. First of all, most recently with Russia, I had no idea how weak Russia's military was. Number one lesson learned. So you don't have to fear Russia unless it goes nuclear, all right? I think I also learned how corrupt some of these DOJ government agencies can be in ignoring clear evidence like Hunter Biden's laptop, had no idea. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you watch the show The FBI and you go, yeah, I don't buy these guys anymore. I don't even buy the actors anymore because they're portraying something that doesn't seem to work, really.
Exactly.
And another one is never trust the science. How about that one? Never trust the science. You know, trust your own gut, trust your head. Is this telling you something? Because how many times have people been misdiagnosed? More people die in the hospital probably from misdiagnosed than probably die any other cause. I'm just throwing that out as a crazy non-fact comment. But I just mean there's things that we have to look back and go, what are we learning here? And you know, here in California, I mean, you know how crazy it is. I mean, we've got a governor that wants to push all electric cars and then tells everybody last week or 2 weeks ago that you cannot charge your cars because we can't sustain it, the power grid. And what does he do? He fires up the gas-powered generators to run the grid here in California. Now, does that make sense? I don't think so.
Well, you know,
I can go on. You want more tirades? I can give you more tirades.
Well, we got to go to break. We're going to be saved by
the extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith continues. Phil, great news out of Italy, although some would say that this is bad news.
I mean, I can't imagine this. I mean, Giorgia Meloni, she runs a campaign based on common sense. I mean, here it is. Here's all the crazy, idiotic things that Italy has been doing, and it keeps getting the same crazy results. Why don't we do some smart things and get some smart results for a change? And the people says, you know what? That makes sense to me. Let's do that. And that kind of thinking makes you a far right leader. And you were saying that what was it? The Post likened her to Mussolini. And you got to read into this. You got to understand why they characterize her as that. And then ask yourself, does that have any implication whatsoever with what's going on here in America, right?
Well, it absolutely does. I mean, this goes back to, you know, the whole mindset that if we point a finger at you and say you are like the worst dictator in the world. I mean, look at Pelosi came out and said Christians raising their hand in worship is the same as the Nazis under the spell of Hitler raising their hand to say, "Speak, Kyle." Now think about that right there.
And then from a Catholic, a supposed practice Catholic, that the priests are still kind of reclamped over whether or not she should receive communion. I'm not the one to judge it. That's between God and these priests that continue to do that, but she's in clear violation of the doctrine of the Catholic Church. So she's the one that's saying the people that raise their hands up, and we certainly don't want to. I mean, what she has said, for David, I mean, would she be sitting there next to Michael, his wife, making fun of David dancing before God and praising God? That would be Nancy Pelosi, like David's wife, Michael?
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think it really kind of comes back. So here's the truth. You said, I don't want to judge her. We can judge her because she's in the body. This is what the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 5:12. It says, it's not my responsibility to judge outsiders, but it is my responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. So when she called herself a Catholic or a Christian, then it gave the body of Christ the right to evaluate her life to see whether or not she was keeping the truth. So we can judge inside the body. We don't judge outside. That means unbelievers or the law.
Good point. Good point. Stand corrected. You're exactly right. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay.
Well, and I think it's a truth we miss. Sometimes Christians want to be so kind that they overlook things that are clearly given to us in the body of Christ and in the Word of God. And that's part of the reason why we're in the mess we're in. It's kind of like Christians say, well, the Lord's coming back. Why should I vote? Or why should I get involved? Well, the answer is because we are co-laborers on planet Earth. When God said, I give you, Adam, dominion over all the earth, he was saying, basically, take control of the universe, of the world that I created. And when we don't do that, when we neglect it by, apathy or some crazy theology like the Lord's coming back, so why should I do anything? I don't really care anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, that kind of mindset is unbelievable.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, and by the same token, when God says, that he's given us dominion over all that he's created, that means there's nothing that needs more to be created because God has already done that, right? And so this stands in the face of those that would argue against climate change, would it not? Just right directly on its face, because God's already set that in order. And somebody wants to deviate the plan and come up with their own idea, which is ungodly. And this is why people of faith need to understand the Bible and understand that God said it and that's it. And getting into all this, climate ideology and everything, this is an anathema, and this is a form of ideology, isn't it, Phil?
Exactly. And listen to this. Going back to Italy here, because I'm watching this on Twitter as it unfolds right now, and she's giving a speech, and one of the people she quotes is C.K. Chesterton, the great religious theological thinker of Oxford and friend of C.S. Lewis.
Yes.
This gal is, she's the real deal. I'm going to send you this Twitter feed so you get a feel for it, but it's pretty, I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, and it goes back to what we were talking about. Again, here in the West, the media is going to tamp this down because she took on the woke apparatchik of Italy. And this is going to speak volumes, not only in Italy, but throughout Europe. And it's going to hit the shores here in America. I mean, look at what the breakthroughs. We've got, you know, Governor Youngkin. We've got a school board in San Francisco, one of the most liberal cities on the planet, you know, converting over to common sense leadership. So these bonfires of I would say, if I could go so far, Phil, and pray that these bonfires of repentance and revival are starting to ignite here around the world. And that's been my prayer, is that, you know, God would send forth the Lord of Heaven's armies to come forth and reconcile all this madness that's going on. We can't have our kids exposed to this kind of craziness. I mean, they have hijacked our children. They want us to believe, the educators here in America and elsewhere would want us to believe, that they're in charge of our kids. Well, you know, we've already fulfilled our responsibility by having them, and we just need to turn them over for them to, you know, load them up with puberty blockers and all kinds of indoctrination with the, with the happy little fairy storytelling, sex maniac. I don't know. I mean, this is just unbelievable, this kind of stuff that's happening in our education. It's no wonder you're having this exodus taking place where parents are saying, that's enough. I'm taking my kids out of school. I don't care what the government says or does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm ready to move to Italy now. I'm reading this gal's thing, and I'm actually just kind of rubbing it, reading it as I go. And she talks about life and humans, and she said, like it or not, that is sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family. I'm just scrubbing this as I go. Those things that disgust people so much, we will do to defend our freedom. And she said, we will not bow down to big tech. We will only bow down to God.
Amen. Wow. This is unbelievable. And speaking of her, in, you know, what she's saying there and speaking truth, you know, to power and to the masses there in Italy, you know, then you have the contrast of Stacey Abrams when it comes to, you know, what Planned Parenthood has done in scrubbing the preborn heartbeat milestone from its website. I mean, what is this saying?
Well, I'll tell you what, all the nuts aren't in California. That's what it tells me. We've got fruits and nuts all across the nation. She says, yeah, that's not really a heartbeat. That's just an electronic signal, and you really can't get it that early. Planned Parenthood, what do? They turn around, and they follow her narrative, and they scrub it from their site. So we went ahead and posted on AmericanFaith.com the previous statement on Planned Parenthood where it says, yes, it is a heartbeat. Then we also, right below it, we post what the revised version after that great philosopher Stacey Abrams scientist made a statement, there is no heartbeat there. So, you know, it just, things get stupider as time goes on. It's just, I don't know how you define stupid other than the movie Dumb and Dumber. We got Dumb and Dumber functioning here all around our world.
Well, again, you and I have talked about this for weeks on end, Phil. It's, you get so ideologically fixed that, as Jordan Peterson says, you render yourself stupid. And this is what's going on. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, I want to tell people, you know, that are in this condition, stop doing that, you know, because we don't need you being stupid. There's enough stupid that's going to happen just by, you know, being human, you know, but to force yourself into being stupid, you're compromising, you know, the rest of us, because, hey, guess what? We have to share this planet and share, you know, this environment with you. And so we want smart people around. We don't want stupid people around, right? If I can say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I prefer talking to someone who's smart than stupid, personally. I mean, I prefer somebody that's God-fearing to over non-God-fearing. But at least if you're logical, even if you don't believe
exactly.
God,
Phil Hotzenpiller has been our guest.
Way of living with Thank diabetes you, Phil. Is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian is projected to hit the west coast of Florida by midweek. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday.
Going in landfall, I think right now they're projecting on the National Hurricane Center to go enter Florida about Taylor County. And it's important to know what that means. That really is an estimate of a variety of different models. There are some models that want to tug this thing more deep into the Florida panhandle. There are also some that want to bring it for landfall in the Tampa Bay region.
The Golden State is focused on illegal immigrants over the crime and homeless problem plaguing California. People that cross the U.S. border illegally in California will soon have a new way to obtain state identification cards. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed the bill. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Well, Latin entrepreneurs are opening more small businesses than anyone else in this country, making them the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. Now, despite the economic impact of these businesses, they often have less access to traditional capital. Now, recent data from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation shows that about 12.2% of Hispanic households do not have bank accounts, while a Stanford University study found that the odds of loan approval from national banks are 60% lower for Hispanic-owned businesses. With us right now is Martin Guerrero, Community Impact Specialist at Square, to break it all down for us. Martin, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, these unique challenges that are facing Hispanic-owned businesses, talk about some of these challenges, if you would.
The ability to access capital has been historically been a challenge for the Latino community, and especially finding tools to fit their unique business needs, right? So language barriers can also present another challenge for these communities, and having access to business tools, software, and resources in Spanish can be difficult.
You know, I have to laugh a little bit only, Martin, because this they're really slow to uptake on the Hispanic community, which is shocking to me because of, as we just talked about, it's the fastest growing sector of entrepreneurship in the country. But yet, you know, I find it quite interesting. And this is not to make fun or anything like that, but with other languages, for example, they fall all over themselves. I'll just give you an interesting example. I happened to go across the border. We had a Chinese exchange student with us. I was shocked at how many people spoke Chinese there in the business district of Tijuana. And I see a lot of, you know, organizations, you know, bending to other peoples and races, but yet they ignore this dynamic business sector. Is this surprising to you?
It is surprising, and that's why Square is committed to supporting the Latino business community, as demonstrated by our dedicated effort here to.
Yeah, and we know that business, you know, goes where it's invited and where it meets success. And, you know, congratulations on bringing Square to this needed sector, because the Hispanic community needs your help. And I know this is going to be very successful for Square, because this is one of those sectors that it's surprising that people have been slow to appreciate and to come in and support. So congratulations to Square for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. And for many of us here at Square, I mean, it's personal. You know, I, as the son of a business owner who was a Spanish speaker himself, I'm really proud that we've made this concerted effort to support the Hispanic businesses. As you said, mentioned, you know, the fastest growing segment of U.S. small businesses, with nearly one in four new businesses being Latino owned. So it's critically important for us here at Square to invest in capabilities that allow us to best serve this demographic.
You know, and when you consider, you know, because obviously I'm Hispanic, and in fact, when I started this radio show, I had people, these people that are syndicators, and they said, gosh, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. And I had to laugh, you know, because I said, wow, you don't know our people, because the very heart of the Hispanic community, you know, really symbolizes the foundation principles of America, you know, strong family, strong faith. Hardworking, educated. They want their kids to be educated. I mean, these are ground floor elements to any successful community or business, isn't it, Martin?
It is. Yes, running a business is hard no matter what. And that's why we're here to provide support and offer all of these different tools that businesses need in order to be successful. I mean, you know, I've been a business owner myself, and I know, you know, that it's difficult, right? There's tons of tools that you'll need to start, run, and grow your business. And a lot of times they don't speak to each other, right? I remember being, you know, I grew up in, when I was in high school, my dad started his own business. And I don't know if you remember the fax machine. That was the highest level of technology that he had in his office, with the fax machine, helping him set that up. But everything else was paper, right? Payments, time cards, invoices, receipts. I mean, just paper everywhere. And just, you know, tax time was not a fun time of the year for us. And him being, him being a Spanish speaker, you know, me having to, you know, translate all of any new tools that we needed. And just in my work with business owners today, I actually help train business owners on all of the tools that Square offers. I think back to that time and think, man, it would have been so much easier, then to have all the tools we have now. And that's why, again, we're so excited that Square is offering our complete ecosystem of products and services in Spanish. This is personal for me and all the other Latino employees here at Square.
Exactly, Martin. Your father's legacy lives because of all that you learned from him in teaching him about technology. And, of course, our grandkids are doing that to us now, and they look at us and go, how did you survive? How did you get this far when you don't understand some of the basic technology, right? Let's talk about some of the ways to increase economic opportunity, if you would, Martin.
Absolutely. Well, number one is just having access to these business tools and resources in the Spanish language. That's crucial for Spanish-speaking business owners. As of now, Latino businesses can access more than 35 products and services designed to help them, you know, take payments, receive a loan, stay in touch with their customers, you know, start a website and have an e-commerce solution for the very first time. And being able to access tools like these in Spanish makes an enormous difference to many businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Spoke earlier, it would have been so much easier then, but, you know, we're really excited for this launch.
Yeah, exactly. Martin Guerrero is our guest. He's Community Impact Specialist at Square. Martin, how can small businesses accelerate their business growth this year?
Well, as we discussed, running a business is not easy, right? And it requires a ton of support and an overwhelming number of tools to operate efficiently, as we've seen these past 2 years. And far too often, these tools don't work well together and end up causing more problems than they can solve. So with Square, business owners can now use this one seamless platform to meet most of their business needs, right? And now Spanish-speaking staff and business owners can use these tools in Spanish to make the experience even easier for them.
How about small business financing opportunity? We talked about earlier that banks, you got national banks are 60% lower in terms of their loan approval for Hispanic-owned businesses. How are we doing in that category now?
Well, thank you for asking. Square Banking offers affordable, accessible financial products like loans and savings accounts to help businesses grow and adapt.
Well, that's exciting to know that this is available, you know, to them. And in terms of connecting with customers, these tools are helping them more effectively and efficiently connect with their customers, right?
Absolutely.
Well, we're talking with Martin Guerrero, Community Impact Specialist at Square. Martin, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information to access these valuable tools that are now available and have been available for Hispanic small businesses, which you stated earlier, and, you know, and we should be reminded. I mean, this is, you know, the fastest growing economic sector in the United States when it comes to small businesses, Latino-owned small businesses. And so what you've been sharing with us is great news for the Hispanic community. So where can they go for more information?
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Bill. And again, Square is committed to supporting the Latino business community, as demonstrated by this dedicated effort to provide our full range of products and services in Spanish. They can always connect with us at square.com.
Square.com, just like that. Martin Guerrero, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Fred and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word Fred. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Make it. Don't give up on me. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Believe it or not, I got caught in the elevator. Have you ever gotten caught in the elevator before? It's kind of strange. But anyway, we made it through. We've got with us Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, the one and only Adam Holtz. Adam, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I just need to take a breath here. I was trying to, I took a risk. I thought, well, let me go get some coffee. And then, and all of a sudden the elevator was, I was stuck in the elevator. I'm going, oh my, this is going to be interesting. I go, but I know Adam can handle it without me, you know, so it's all good.
I was just enjoying the elevator music was playing, so it was nice.
Yeah, well, fortunately, they know how to take care of me here, so I appreciate that. So, you and I haven't had a chance to talk since I was able to see the movie about Mother Teresa. Did we talk about that? I don't think we did.
We did not, but I haven't seen it. I would love to hear what you think about it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, it is really – you watch this movie, Adam, and you feel like, you know, maybe you're not a Christian. You know what I'm saying?
I have to do to not feel like a Christian is get up in the morning. So, you know,
I get that.
New.
Amen. You and me both. But I'll tell you, it's almost like I remember years ago when I went into the orbit of Keith Green and He had written a book, No Compromise. And I think that I'm trying to remember if the book was written before his death or after. But Keith was he was one of those that was just so committed. And he was just so excited about Jesus Christ and the salvation message that, you know, he just engaged you. And, you know, people would, and he felt like any time he could tell you about, you know, about Jesus. I mean, in a sense, he had an apostolic calling on his life because he would, you know, friends would say, hey, look at, you know, people say, well, you know, I know this guy and he's trying to get to San Jose. And Keith, I think, was based in Encino at the time. San Jose is like about 5-6 hour trip. And Keith would volunteer and people were shocked. And he goes, why? He goes, well, that's 6 hours. I'm going to be able to talk to this guy about Jesus for 6 hours, you know, going up there. I mean, that's the way he looked at opportunities like this, you know, this movie. But, go ahead.
You know, we often talk about, well, what's the felt need? What's the hook? How do we get our message across? And Keith came out with songs like You Love the World and You're Avoiding Me. I mean, he was like a sledgehammer to your jaw in terms of his prophetic, you know, understanding. You know, say you want to go back to Egypt, run to the end of the highway. I went through a massive Keith Green phase. I read that book. It was written after his death, I believe. But just his integrity and I think his passion for Jesus, I wouldn't necessarily think of Mother Teresa and Keith Green simultaneously, but I think that they certainly share parallels in there, very different, but ultimately in some way I think very similar desire to serve their Lord. So what else was in the documentary? Did it talk about her struggles with doubt and her sense of God's absence? Was that a part of it at all?
Yeah, it touched on that, which I thought was, you know, they didn't spend as much time on it, but they did bring that up, that her writings. And you know, and the thing is that it grieved me a little bit, to be honest with you, because they mentioned it, but they also said that it was her desire that those writings would be destroyed, that they would not, you know, that these were personal, this was, you know, the cry of her heart to God, just saying, you know, I'm in this dark place. And, you know, just about anybody used of God, they come to that dark place. I mean, you think of Elijah, here he is, he's, you know, Carmel, we get the big Baal off going on. Here's, you know, several hundred priests of Baal. And we get this big, you know, fire thing that goes out. And he gets this big deal. And then after that, he's like, God, why was I born? You know, I mean, he's just so depressed. He just goes in that dark area after God uses him magnificently. And, you know, some people might read that and go, wait a minute, you know, here he is. He just won the Super Bowl. And he's not going to Disneyland. You know, what's happening here? Right, you know.
That's right. And I think what I loved about the book, and I understand her desire not to have what was intended to be private made public, but I think for anyone who has ever wrestled moderately or deeply with mental illness, you know, whether we're talking anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, you know, bipolar disorder, and the list goes on. I won't list them all, but I've wrestled, without getting too personal, I've wrestled pretty deeply with depression, and I found her book and her story so encouraging that she pressed on in faith, even though, you know, she had almost 50 years where she longed to hear from God and she felt like that didn't happen. Now, again, feelings are a difficult thing, right? But God invites us to follow him in faith, whether we feel good or have an emotional, you know, euphoria or not. And I love her story. Her story has been so impactful to me. So I've read the book. But is this a documentary that is streaming somewhere, though?
For a full-length documentary, it'll be a Fathom event on October the 3rd and October the 4th. And this is must-see, I mean, because it really gives you insight into Mother Teresa. I mean, you know, you hear general things, you know, about her and about her life that are quite outstanding. I mean, there's no doubt that she was rather special. And, you know, we talk about this apostolic calling. You know, some people think, well, apostles, you know, the apostolic anointing is only on men. But clearly, she had an apostolic anointing, if you understand what being an apostle is all about, in terms of spreading the message and opening up, churches and that sort of thing, and following and being an influencer for Jesus Christ. Mother Teresa was that, and her calling was, and I like the way this was messaged, is that it was to, she felt like Jesus called her to serve the poorest of the poor. You know, and you think about that, the poorest of the poor. I mean, and when you see her ministry, I mean, you had kids that were, disabled, malformed, families could not, in India and other places that she served, we think of Mother Teresa in India in dealing with lepers and that, but it was far more reaching than that. And anybody that you could think that was the poorest of the poor, that were, the less thans of the culture and humanity, human beings that were just tossed aside. And she says, when she looked into the face of each one of these people, she saw the face of Jesus. Oh. I mean, Adam, I mean, you go, wow, you just...
Yeah, that's that boils down, right?
Right, exactly.
And I also think, you and I talk about entertainment. Obviously, it's our job at Plugged In to review the movies that are out there. And I think, man, do we need these kinds of stories? There's so much stuff.
We really do.
Without sounding like, old man rancid cloud. There's a lot of dreck out there. And there's a lot that doesn't offer much in the way of redemptive stuff. There's a lot of sarcastic, cynical stuff. And on my bad days, I actually relate to the sarcastic, cynical stuff, right? But I think that we need these stories of hope, of courage, of integrity, and of grit, because, hers was not a, picture-perfect postcard kind of existence. She lived in the midst of the worst suffering probably there is on Earth in some ways.
Right.
And
exactly.
She was so faithful for a lifetime. So I wasn't aware of it, but I'm going to put it on my calendar and see if I can figure out how to see it.
Yeah, you will. And if you have any problems, let me know, and I'll put you in touch with the people that that have been a connection with me. And I'd interview David Naglieri, who's the director and producer of this documentary, Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. And, I mean, you come away and have this sense of what her life exampled. There's also a powerful element, and David had sent me the link, and we're going to be playing this repeatedly, I think, for the next month or so. And this is when she received the Nobel Peace Prize, okay, rather deservedly so, and she was given, and she gave a speech to all these, you might say, future woke people of the world, and her, the way she addressed abortion, and what it did to not only the baby but to the mother, and what it did to a society, it is inarguable. And you could cut, what she said, what it did to the environment and over these people, you could cut with a knife. I mean, it was inarguable. It was thick. And I can't imagine these people coming away and not being moved, not being transformed because of the very things that, she presented to them very simply and very truthful about abortion. And everything that she said then, and this was, I think, in the 80s when she received the award, if I'm not mistaken, is exactly what we're playing out today. And I believe it's a message that everybody should hear today, because what she said was going to happened, and also in that message was embedded the solution for redemption. And that's what we all want, right?
Absolutely, and our hearts cry for it, whether we realize it or not.
Amen. He is the director of PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters I...